With KAZU News, I'm Amy Mayer. It's been more than a year and a half since a levee breach flooded the community of Pajaro. The state of California gave Monterey County $20 million for recovery, with $10 million earmarked for direct aid to residents and businesses. As KAZU's Elena Neal Sachs reports, with another winter fast approaching, Pajaro residents are still waiting on most of that money.
More than 50 Pajaro residents, business owners, and philanthropists gathered in the community room at Sunridge Farms last Friday for an event called Proudly Pajaro.
We have been at the front lines addressing unmet needs.
They were there to discuss the current state of recovery efforts and to learn about the work that members of the community are doing to build greater economic stability in Pajaro. The format was like speed dating. Each table had a different theme: immigration, youth and education, climate justice, and attendees learned about each topic through a local lens for 10 minutes before moving on to the next table.
This is all planned chaos. It's all good.
That's Maria Elena de la Garza, one of the event organizers and CEO of the nonprofit Community Action Board of Santa Cruz County. Amid the chaos, I sat down with her and sister Rosa Dolores, a longtime Pajaro resident and executive director of Casa de la Cultura, a local nonprofit that supports migrant farm workers.
Well, we're meeting every Friday, and we talk about what can we do, what can each family do to prepare for, you know, if we have another disaster, not only a flood thing, but earthquake and all those other things.
Community leaders like Sister Dolores have been in constant mobilization since the floods. Resilience was a word that came up again and again. But another common theme was frustration at the slow pace that relief dollars have trickled in from the county.
We're still waiting for those 10 millions here in Pajaro right now. It's like drop by drop. I mean, give me a break.
And meanwhile, since people can't pay their rent. Meanwhile, people aren't ready for winter because now they're not working and they need whatever they need for their families.
The most recent status report from Monterey County came out in late September. At that time, just under $1.4 million out of $10 million had been distributed to residents and businesses. I asked the county for a more recent number. A spokesman said this week he didn't have an exact figure, but applications are constantly being processed. The next formal update is scheduled for January. Many residents say it's taking too long. Monterey County Supervisor Glenn Church says part of the reason is that these particular relief funds were a rare form of aid.
This is an unusual chunk of money that came in, and it has unusual restrictions, unusual processes to go through, and we've never done anything quite like this.
Every request for reimbursement has to go through a series of checks, not just at the county level, but from the state too. Something as simple as forgetting to attach a receipt could lead to significant delays.
I know these folks need personal assistance too, as soon as possible. And I keep trying to push as many cogs in this in government wheel as there are to spin, but it's slow, but it's getting there.
In the meantime, the community is taking matters into its own hands with events like Proudly Pajaro, which raise awareness both of the town's unmet needs and its efforts to meet them from within. Tara Garaya is the president and CEO of the Monterey Bay Economic Partnership. She co-organized last Friday's event.
We just have to be our own solution. We can't look to state and feds all the time. I think policy is really local. Where the rubber meets the road, we're right here.
Monterey County has until the end of next year to spend the full $20 million in recovery funds. As of now, there are various infrastructure and emergency preparedness projects in the works in addition to the individual and small business relief applications. With so many recovery efforts still in progress, Pajaro residents are hoping for a gentle winter this time around. Elena Neal Sachs, KAZU News.